Frank, just so you're aware, you are live on Echolink now.
Okay. Thank you,
Joe. NS1N repeater disconnected.
Yeah. What? That's
W8VMB link disconnected.
Are you the most for being an astronaut? Over.
Okay, Dave Taylor at NN1SS, how did you copy that?
That was loud and clear.
Okay, very good. Okay, I think we've done all the audio checks we need to do. I'm going to ask Dave, there are several things we will be doing today to get prepared for the contact. And we're going to start the formal program in about 6 minutes, a little bit.
Conference AMSAT disconnected.
Doing these contacts is making sure that our time is correct, because that defines the rise and set of space station and where we point the antennas. So I'd ask Dave if he could give us a reading on time so that we make sure that we all have the time synchronized correctly.
Okay, I've got 2:00:12 now.
Okay.
Ground is over the Aleutian Islands and all in its way to Passover, Maryland.
No. Hello?
Hello?
I believe that was Rick Lindquist's line. We'll call him right back.
Okay. We're getting close here, about 5 minutes before we start the program. Are there any questions that anybody might have before we start the formal program? Anybody, Oda at Flory, any last-minute nagging questions?
Actually, I think we're doing okay here. Do you mind if I go ahead and introduce some of our local dignitaries to the audience?
Yes, you've got about 5 minutes.
Okay, fantastic. Well, boys and girls, thank you so much for walking in so quietly and carefully, and I know you guys are really packed in here, but this is going to be a really exciting thing. You guys know what's going on today? All right. You guys know you're talking to the astronauts on the space station, right? All right. Very good. Who can raise their hand and tell me how fast the space station is traveling? I see a young man in a New York jersey right here. 17,500 miles an hour, that's right. And about how far up will the astronauts be when they pass over? Oh, let's see. I see somebody in a pink shirt back there. Actually, they're a little closer than that. That's about where the Hubble Space Telescope is, though. Young lady in the green. Yeah, they're about 250 miles above us. Very good. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this contact is made possible through the donation of MCI phone lines and also through the hard work of some of your local ham radio operators. I'd like to thank three of your ham radio clubs, the Conejo Valley Amateur Radio Club. Mr. Tom Stow is here, and Mr. Champion is also here from Conejo Valley. And also the Ventura County Amateur Radio Society that's done a lot of our technical setup. Rick Tate is not here today, but he's done a lot of our work. And also we have Terry Graves and we have Neil Waybright back over here. And from our third local amateur radio club, who is supporting us, taking photographs for us today, we have the Simi Settlers, represented by Mr. Spencer Smith. The last few weeks, setting up lots of things, these guys have been really, really great. And we're actually, just so you know, working on trying to transmit this all over Ventura County so that the amateur radio people can hear it all over the county. Mrs. Hill, I think I'll pass it to you now.
I wanted to introduce to you our superintendent of schools, of Moore Park Schools. This is Dr. Frank DePasquale. He's making his way through the wiring and things back there.
Good morning, everybody. What an exciting day for Florey School. What an exciting day for Moore Park. Yesterday, we find a million-year-old mammoth up in the hills behind Moore Park. Today, we're talking to the astronauts. What a day for Moore Park. Let's give Moore Park a round of applause, everybody. And I just want to thank all the people who put this together, all the people that were just mentioned, but a particular thanks to Mrs. Beauchamp, everybody, Mrs. Beauchamp. And your great principal, Mrs. Hipple, everybody, your great principal. Thank you.
Thank you. Boys and girls, I was so impressed with how quietly you were sitting. And in a few minutes, we're going to be talking to the astronauts, so I want you to be as quiet as you possibly can during that time. So we're going to need to sit very still and very quietly. This is so exciting. I'm going to bring Oda Lutz back to tell you a little bit about where the astronauts are, how far away from us they are, and a little bit about what you're going to hear. You're not going to actually see them, but you'll hear their voices very soon. Thank you, Mrs. Hill. All right, you guys know that your space station is rapidly approaching the Pacific Coast. You guys can see, maybe, depending on where you are, if you guys are way in the back, pretend you can see. Over here is California, so we're down here. The way this works is the space station will fly over our ground station, which is located in Greenbelt, Maryland, at the NASA Goddard Space Flight Center. Those folks will pick up a radio signal from the space station using ham radio, amateur radio. They will transmit it into telephone lines. Those telephone lines deliver the signal here, right over here to this box where Tom is running all the equipment, and then we've patched it into the public address system here, so you guys will be able to hear the astronauts talking to you, and they will be able to hear us talking to them. Okay, does that make sense? Good. Let's see. Frank, how are we on that end?
Okay, we're about ready to get started on the formal discussions here. Whenever you're ready.
Okay, we're ready.
Okay.
Well, Frank, excuse me just a minute. Don't forget that we need to have Brenda move Dieter back over to listen only and then bring in the listen only lines when
okay.
You're ready.
I also have Wayne who joined us for about 2 minutes. He was here, so he'll go back to the main conference also.
Okay, great.
We're there now.
Okay, and Brenda, if you wouldn't mind opening the lines and starting the tape.
We will bring in the listen-only audience.
Yep.
One moment.
And start the tape.
Yes, thank you.
We're going to get started in a minute here, Flory.
Okay, great.
Audience has joined the call. Today's conference is being recorded. You may begin.
Okay, thank you very much, Brenda at MCI. Hello, everyone. This is Frank Bauer. My call sign is KA3HDO, and I'm located at the NASA Goddard Space Flight Center in Greenbelt, Maryland. And through the help of amateur radio volunteers, the astronauts on ISS and MCI, and, of course, you all there, we hope to establish radio contact with the International Space Station as it flies more than 200 miles above the Earth over the United States. This activity is all accomplished with ARIS, amateur radio on the International Space Station. The ISS is currently nearing the coast of North America, whizzing along at 17,500 miles an hour. This contact will be performed using the Telebridge Network, which is a worldwide network of amateur radio ground stations that enable students to talk directly with the astronauts on the ISS. ARIS is a consortium of volunteers from nine nations that develop and operate the amateur radio station on the International Space Station. The U.S. Stateside members of ARIS are the American Radio Relay League, the Radio Amateur Satellite Corporation, or AMSAT, and NASA. the amateur radio ground station that will establish contact with ISS is, the call sign is NN1SS, and it's located at the NASA Goddard Space Flight Center in Greenbelt, Maryland. Operating the ground station today are Dave Taylor, Ken Nichols, and Mark Steiner. Everything's all set up for the contact. Is that right, Dave?
That's right, Frank. Radio's on, antenna's ready to track.
Fantastic. Okay, as I mentioned before, we're communicating through a worldwide communication network provided courtesy of MCI, and we're about 3 minutes from three and a half minutes from contact time. The school for today is the Florey Academy of Sciences and Technologies, which is located in Moore Park, California. Florey is one of NASA's NASA Explorer schools. Now let's take some time to check in with the students and Florey. Oda Lutz is online. Please tell us a little bit about the students that are taking part today.
Actually, Frank, I'm going to pass off to the teacher who's coordinated all of this. This is Pat Bashan.
That'd be fine.
Thank you, Oda. We have over 700 people here today to witness this memorable and inspiring event. Of those, we have 12 exceptionally excited third through fourth, fifth graders awaiting their turn to speak to the heroic astronauts who will be passing above us very soon. All of our Florey students have been quite busy planning for this event. Right now, I can look out and see some students wearing NASA flight gear, students holding up models they've made, shuttles and rockets. There's even a model of the space station, all silvery and shiny. Below me, I have a huge banner that says, "Beam us up, NASA." Earlier this morning, we even had students broadcasting space poetry, jokes, and space station information on our school radio station, KFLR.
2 minutes to AOS.
Today is a beautiful sunny day in Moore Park, California, about 75 degrees. Hey, what's the weather like in Maryland? Over.
Well, it's very nice here.
ДХЦ в АТРС. Антон, на частоте.
Have you ever seen something in space that you could not identify? Point.